So you may know these details. In April of 2004, Pat Tillman, an all-American college football player who went pro, gave up his career to join the Army Rangers and was killed in Afghanistan. The official account was that he died while single-handedly saving the lives of dozens of men during an ambush and was awarded a posthumous Silver Star for his valor. But weeks later, the military announced that he had actually been killed by friendly fire, but they said he was still a hero. The depiction of Pat Tillman is a story of hero worship and a contempt for the truth in a way that evokes patriotism, the original motivations of the Afghan and Iraq wars, and is a story of America itself. And it's told in The Tillman Story, which arrives in theaters August 20th. It's an extraordinary documentary, and it tells a story we think we know in a way that we've never seen before. Amir Bar-Lev is in the studio today. He directed the film. Amir, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
And also we're joined by Pat Tillman's close friend from the Army Rangers, Russell Baer, who appears in the film. Russell, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So this, Amir, let's just begin with you. This film is a journey to discover the truth about something we wanted to believe, but in the end could not believe, about Pat Tillman, who is an even more fascinating character than the myth would lead us to believe. What was that struggle like to find the truth?
Well, I think you put it perfectly. We found that Pat was more heroic, more admirable than even we, you know, initially understood, and we went into it thinking he was a hero. But as it turns out, you know, his family basically feels like they lost him twice, once to this horrible tragedy, and a second time to the myth-making that accrued around him after he died.
Here's a clip from the film that gives you a sense of just how much Pat Tillman's identity was being extracted by people in various places in the media and used for their own ends, regardless of the truth.
Pat, who he was as a person, was lost in the conversation.
What you did with Pat Tillman,
Pat Tillman was a Noam Chomsky fan, was going to vote for John Kerry, was against the war in Iraq.
I really don't believe it.
They would take parts of who he was and magnify those to suit their purposes.
That last voice there, Marie Tillman, Pat Tillman's wife. Russell Baer, what did you make of the various characterizations of someone you knew very, very well, Pat Tillman?
Unless you really kind of know an individual, I mean, it's in seeing those things kind of play out, you know, you realize that, you know, just like the film kind of says, you know, he was becoming lost in kind of this depiction, on the major news sources. It just, they didn't really know who he was, and yet they were kind of broadcasting him as something that he really wasn't.
What do you think they needed to believe that wasn't true about Pat Tillman, that in fact if they knew the real truth, they might have ended up believing in the end? But they grabbed these details and made him into something that he wasn't. Why?
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, the time around his death, you know, was the worst, one of the worst months for casualties in the war. The Abu Ghraib prison scandal was just breaking. I think that if the real story kind of had come out, support for the war would have declined. That's a reason. There's far many other reasons to really kind of get into, and you really just kind of, when you have all the information, you're still left up to kind of scratching your head about the whole deal.
Amir Bar-Lev, in the film, Pat Tillman's family expresses some sympathy for soldiers who were also not involved in the cover-up, but were victims of this cover-up, in the sense that a story was being told that they knew wasn't true, and there was all sorts of pressure for them to remain silent. How did you depict that in the film?
Well, you know, I mean, one of the great tragedies of the story is that the soldiers on the ground, and even some higher up, were thrown under the bus by their superiors. It's a really cynical story. In fact, the only guy who paid any kind of a price among the people who perpetrated the cover-up was a guy who had just recently retired. And it was pretty obvious that they pinned it all on him because he was no longer in the military. But, you know, the family is they're compassionate people, and what they're really interested in is getting to the truth of the matter. Nobody's ever admitted that there was a deliberate cover-up.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you about that, because Pat Tillman's mother blames much of this on General Stanley McChrystal. She's described him as an arrogant individual. He is gone now. He's been removed, obviously, from his position. And maybe you both can answer this. She's been described as unrelenting. What is she still hoping to get?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. There's this kind of sense out there that I've been picking up in publicizing this film. It's almost a backlash where people are thinking that, when will the Tillmans get over this? You know, what this is, you know, their son's just one of many who have died, and, you know, and one of hundreds of thousands who have served. It's never been about Pat Tillman for the Tillman family, and they've been very clear and very consistent about that since as long as I've been working on this film, and even longer. This is about the principle of the matter. If people are allowed, you know, in the highest echelons of government to lie to us and to get away with it, you know, what does that say about us? So I think, you know, Danny Tillman and the rest of the family are not trying to get Pat back, or not trying to be retributive about Pat Tillman per se. They're just trying to bring accountability to these people who have shamelessly lied.
You know, Pat Tillman famously said he wouldn't do no interviews about why he was going to the battlefield in Iraq, why he decided to, step away from a promising professional career in football. It seemed as though he knew that the possibility of his life being distorted was there even before his death. Did you get a sense in knowing him that he was sensitive to the idea that he was going to be made into something that he wasn't?
Well, absolutely. And I think the film really kind of touches on a letter that he had sent to Marie. He had his wife. He had smuggled a burial certificate as far as his wishes. And his one of his biggest fears is that if he was killed, that he'd be used as some sort of like publicity kind of ploy to kind of further get support for the war.
And in the end, he could not control that. Why do we need heroes? It seems to me that's what this film is about more than anything, Amir Barlett.
You know, I think heroes are a great thing, and I think Pat Tillman is one of them. I think that, I guess I would ask, you know, why do we take our heroes and turn them into something they're not, and kind of shear off parts of their personality that don't fit with a cookie-cutter mold that we come into it with? And, you know, Pat Tillman, the more you get to know him, the more heroic he gets. But he's a complex guy. I think most people are. He's a guy with contradictions. You know, he's a human being. And I think, we've done a great disservice to Pat and to ourselves by turning him into a cartoon character.
Have you put him in just another box? His mother said that he could never fit in the box that the military wanted him in. Have you put him in another box?
I hope not. We worked for 3 years on the film. We spoke with lots of people who knew him from different arenas in his life. And ultimately, I would say it's less a film about, you know, Pat's inner psychology than it is about the culture and the way we turned him into a cartoon character.
Russell Bear, you remember the last thing Pat Tillman said to you last time you saw him?
No, I really, you know.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago, and things that I do remember are just, you know, wonderful conversations. I don't remember exactly the last thing.
Well, we've got all the memories, and we definitely have the film, the Tillman story. Amir Barlev is the director. Appearing in the film is Russell Bear, Tillman's close friend in the Army Rangers. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.